Hey, everybody, it's me here, Michael Franti, on the Stay Human podcast. Man, we are super excited because we've got a new album that is coming out. It's called Work Hard and Be Nice. 17 songs, that's right, you heard it, 17 songs filled with optimism and stories about how we get through challenging times and still hold on to our humanity. We can't wait to get back out on the road with you guys, so stay tuned to all of my socials. You'll get the information first about when we're going to be touring next. In the meantime, enjoy all the songs on the album, Work Hard, Be Nice. You can Spotify it. You can stream it all over the place. You can download it on iTunes. You can even get the CD from michaelfranti.com. So check it out.
Rocks in Golden, Colorado, the greatest music venue in the entire world. And we have one of the greatest performers in the entire world who is playing with us here today. That's you. This is the mighty Hyrie. How you doing, Hyrie?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Wow, it's awesome that you're here. Have you played Red Rocks before?
I have not. It's my first time.
Wow, well, what do you think so far? Have you been out?
Yeah, I went out there. I ran up the stairs. It's beautiful. Nice. It's everything that, you know, it's more than the pictures.
What did it feel like when you just first walked out onto the stage and looked up there?
Very humbling. I mean, we're so small compared to this vast, okay. You know, and not just being, you know, a music venue, but just having it be nature, like having it be provided by nature and seeing, you know, was it Shiprock and then creation on the other side, the two big rocks. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You know, every time I'm here, I think this is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Why the hell did they build a music venue here? And then I quickly think, this is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Thank God they built the music venue. And I'm just blown away. Like every time I come in here, it's like, you know, have you ever been to a professional baseball game? Mm-hmm. And you walk out and you see the field and it is so green and it's just like this huge stadium. And I get that feeling times like 1,000 when I come here. Just for what you said, it's like it's natural beauty. You know?
Absolutely.
It's like a holy place. It's like a shrine here. So people here, and some people might know who you are who are listening, others might not. So tell us where you're from, or where do you live now, I should say.
Yeah, I'm based in San Diego with my band, and I'm originally from Hawaii, Oahu.
Were you born there?
No, I was born in the Philippines, and then I was raised in Italy for the first 9 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Hawaii when I was in third grade until I graduated.
Nice. So let's talk about that. Italy. What do you remember from Italy? Like, tell me your first memory in your life. Like, what's the first
Probably being surrounded by so many people. Mm-hmm. I just always remember, you know, every dinner and every festivity was just, there was always a lot of people. There's always a lot of laughter. Dinners were not quiet, you know, they were just loud. And so I grew up with like a very loud environment. And that's, to me, something that I hold dear. And I try and always have a lot of people around and try and vibe off of that, you know.
Was that
the food, obviously.
Was that your immediate family that was big and loud? Or how many people are in your immediate family?
In my immediate, it's three of us.
But
Mom,
there was
Dad,
just always,
sister.
They always had posse, always extended family.
Exactly. We lived with, above a home, and we had Italian neighbors. So I grew up speaking Italian and English at the same time. And even though I lost the Italian, unfortunately, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So we always had a lot of Italians around us, and you know, Italians are just known to be loud and expressive, and wine and food and just happiness.
Nice.
So that's something that I
live
by.
And how did your parents end up there? Or where are they from?
My dad, he's from England, and my mom's from the Philippines, but they met and moved to Italy, and he worked for the UN.
Okay, wow. Yeah. And so did you bounce around a lot after Italy, or did you just move straight to Hawaii from there?
We moved straight to Hawaii from there, and I stayed out there
from 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in your house, you said there was a lot of like just loud energy, people, you know, food, drink happening all the time. Was there also music in your house?
Yes, lots of music. In fact, I passed a poster that, you know, said that the Gypsy Kings played here, and Gypsy Kings are one of my favorites. Oh, my, nice. My dad always played the Gypsy Kings, and lots of music. And being that he worked for the UN, we always had really different people come over, different colors, ethnicities, languages, lots of language barriers, but food, wine, music was always just the language of my
family.
And was
it just on the stereo, or did your family play instruments and sing? Or?
My dad, he's self-taught, plays guitar, and my mom plays a bit, and she did a lot of singing too.
Wow, nice. So did they sing all the time in the house? Was it just like, we're cooking, we're singing, we're playing?
Definitely. Did a lot of, you know, post-dinner shows at the house.
And at what point did you get into music?
From when I was very little.
Like how old?
Maybe like 3 or 4.
Whoa!
You know.
When did you write your first song?
Oh.
Or did you write songs when you were
young? Yeah, but maybe when I was... what would you say, like seventh grade?
And what was it? What was it about?
Oh, you know, typical seventh grade heartbreaks.
That's cool. Do you remember it?
I do remember it. Yeah.
Can you sing a little for us?
All right, let's see. He tells me that he'll make me smile twice more. You made me cry. And he tells me that he'll grow a rose 3 times, you made them die. But every time I close my eyes, I see you. And we are still together. I know in time I'll let you go, but the pain I think will never. But I'll keep a place for you in my heart. And in my head, though we'll never, ever part, ever part. So don't you forget about the love, it's not every day we get things from above, above.
So, you know, it's funny you said it was just like, oh, a simple seventh grade. You know,
I know,
love song.
I know. But it's a lot deeper than
it's deeper than that. There's some deep lyrics in there. Like, I'll grow a rose for you 3 times. I mean, seventh graders don't write that. That's deep.
Thanks. Yeah, I still have the lyrics. I still have the handwriting, and I wrote the dates. Yeah, I always wrote the dates on everything.
What kind of music were you listening to at that time in your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, so in Hawaii, I mean, it was mostly whatever was on the radio. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of...
What did you gravitate to? Like
Well,
music,
in Hawaii, I mean, we just have a lot of reggae on the stations. Mm-hmm. But at home, I mean, my dad would listen to a lot of Enya, Nora Jones, mm-hmm. Gypsy Kings, mm-hmm. Kenny G. I'm
trying
to think of... He was so random.
It was, and who was your favorite? What was your... Did you have like a favorite record, favorite artist when you were that age?
Oh, you know what? I really like Jack Johnson.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to say he was the first album I bought.
Wow. Mm. That's cool. Jack's a great artist and a great storyteller. That's
absolutely
what I love about Jack, is that his songs are like...
You can close your eyes, and they just paint a picture for you. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and that song that you just sang, it did that for me. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'll tell Jack you were listening.
Hey.
All right. We're going to open up the audience. Anybody here have any questions for Hyrie? Just blurt them out. Raise your hand. And...
Your favorite current artist.
Favorite current artist.
So there's this woman named Sabrina Claudio, and I've been really getting into her music, and she's the same way. She's very, you know, she paints you a picture, and I love female singers. So when there's a new girl on the scene, I'm always, you know, really eager to pick it up and, you know.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What's it like to be a woman in music today? I mean, it's challenging, I think, for women to break into music who are doing something unique. You know, and most mm-hmm. of the times we're seeing, you know, like voice contestants or, you know, just, you know, really produced pop music. But you're doing it like from the roots up, mm-hmm. you know. And so what's that like for you to be in that space?
You know, I feel like reggae is such a welcoming genre. So mm-hmm. I haven't had, you know, too much difficulty as far as just being out there. You know, a lot of these festivals are going, ooh, woman. Yes, let's switch up the, yeah. you know, the typical, you know, ABAB, and let's throw a C in there. Let's throw a woman in there. And so, and you know, they give you a shot. And then it's up to me to and the band to really show what we have and why we, you know, are a step up or, you know, this and that, and try and really
try and shine.
Yeah. And, you know, so on one side, I don't think it's so difficult because I stand out, because I'm a female. And so people are automatically intrigued and they're willing to at least listen. Mm-hmm. But then there's always another stigma. Oh, how did she get there? How did mm-hmm. you do this? How do you do that? Oh, it's, you know. And so you have to constantly be breaking these molds down and try and be, you know, a leader, you know, and be on the forefront of, you know, women breaking into the scene, because it's still, you know, mm-hmm. we're all still fighting for a place.
Yeah. What was your greatest challenge as a teenager?
Probably a lot of bullying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's Michael Franti here on the Stay Human podcast. A few years back, my wife, Sarah, and I decided that we would start a nonprofit with the intention of bringing people with advanced stages of life-threatening illness, children and adults with special needs, and wounded veterans to see any live concert by any artist in any city in the world. And from that, Do It For The Love was born. If you have a friend or family member who needs music in that way, just write to us at doitfortheLove.org, and we'll make sure to get them out to see any concert in any city by any artist. Do it for the love, y'all.
It's just my culture. I mean, when I grew up in Italy, I went to a British school and I had a British accent. When I moved mm-hmm. to Hawaii, and I had a lot of bullying, and I had to shake that off as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And then,
how did you deal with it?
Gosh, I just creative got into writing, got into books, you know, mm-hmm. and music mm-hmm. for sure. I would hide, you know, when I was worried about, you know, somebody wanting to fight me, which happened often for me, I would run into the Polynesian culture room, and it was a music room, mm-hmm. and I never took a music class. I never like signed up in time.
Did you get in there and like pick up commodity. A trombone and go, come on,
right?
Let's go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pick up some poi and be like, oh, I got you. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, but I would escape. I would go into the little sound booth and I would teach myself.
And how did that affect you, like inside? I mean, apart from running.
Definitely affected me. I definitely mm-hmm. still care a lot about what people think and mm-hmm. constantly trying to be a version of what I think somebody wants. And mm-hmm. so I'm always reminding myself that being me is enough. And, mm-hmm. and that is, in itself is admirable, you know?
What advice do you have for teens today who are going through bullying? I mean, bullying's to a whole new level. You can't just hide. You pick up your phone and you're texting your mom, and then some crazy thing comes, mm-hmm. you know, over Twitter or something.
I think most importantly is not to lose faith and to know that it's just a stage. Being a teenager is just a stage, and mm-hmm. you just need to make it out alive, mm-hmm. you know. And so reminding yourself to have the right friends, I think, you know, that's kind of cliche, but mm. being around people who make you feel like you is something that you can't. You know, you can't pay for that. You can't pay for good friends. And so always invest in that.
Right on. That's great advice. All right. Well, I'd love to hear a song.
Okay, cool.
You got some of your band here. I'm going to let you pop in here so we get a little bit of sound on this mic right here.
So I have my guitarist, Blaine Dillinger.
And what's your name, brother?
Chris,
right
sax
on.
Sax player. Right. So this song here is off of our newest album. It's called Queen. Down for me, you could tell me what's wrong, what's right, when every single night I'm left hanging inside. We could do it one time in the night, rhyme feeding on the moonlight, moonshine sipping, trying to get our head right. One time, two times, if you're feeling alright, why you heat it till the sparks fly, when everything could be alright. And if you're feeling so high, why you pacing to the sunrise? Who will be sinking in? It's alright, alright, alright. I wanna let you inside, wanna tell you I'll fight for you. I've been giving my all, when I only get half. I wish you well and goodbye to the man I never knew. You'll be coming home to an empty bed, a king on a lonely throne. And I'll be moving on, yes, I will love again, the kind of love we could never know. Now, is it safe to say I was your only friend? 'Cause that only goes to show, while I'm moving on, while I love again, what else will you know? I wanna let you inside, wanna tell you I fight for you. I've been giving my all when I only get half of you. Now let me get it all out, 'cause I'm tired of feeling blue. I wish you well and goodbye to the man I never knew, because I never knew you. And I guess I never know, no, no. Wanna let you inside, wanna tell you I fight for you. 'Cause I've been giving my all, and I only get half of you. Now let me get it all out, 'cause I'm tired of feeling blue. I wish you well and goodbye to the man I never knew.
Beautiful, beautiful song. We got Hyrie here on Stay Human Podcast. And when did you write that?
About a year ago.
Nice. Is it on a record that people can get right
Wandering
now?
Wandering Soul. The album is called Wandering Soul.
Make sure we pick it up, everybody. And I'm going to turn it over to the audience again. Anybody else have another question?
Like, the music industry seems to have like a definition that makes you a success, and like all industries seem to have that kind of definition. And what you were talking about earlier about how you have to kind of do what's right for you and not paying attention to everybody else, when did you realize that you were successful in the industry that you loved?
Oh, I mean, I don't think I'll ever feel like I'm there, you know? But when people like your music and you see the same faces in the crowd, and then the crowds are gradually getting bigger, I mean, that is success. That's like, wow, thank you, you know, and it's built off the hands of everybody that hits play or comes to the show, buys a ticket to see you at Red Rocks for the first time. I have some fans that are flying in. I mean, and it's, to me, I'm like, God, you know, I could have never paid this much for a show. I could have never bought a plane ticket, and I'm allowing my dreams to take me where I need to go, because there's absolutely no other way I could do that, you know?
You can see the passion in your music. Just
What is your musical mission? Like, do you have some purpose that you're, what do you want to achieve when people hear your music, or at the end of your career, what do you want to people have said about you?
I just want to affect people, and it be in a good way, and to help them out of something. I know that music helped me out of a lot of things, and I'm still struggling every day. You know, recently learned about being an empath and what that is, to be an empath, and how to feel so much and sometimes be, you know, kind of sucked out of your own energy, you know, because you care so much about everything else more than yourself. So for me, music is just something that flows through me, and I'm just a vessel, and my whole purpose is just to serve. And I think that, you know, having this gift and having such an awesome band and having places like this to play, all of that serves into the purpose of just music is medicine, and anybody who needs it will hopefully find their way. And so, you know, you have to keep exposing yourself. You have to be on the road doing tours, and you know, that my whole purpose, I think, is just to help people.
And what's some point in your life when music helped you get through it? What was that? Do you remember a time when something was happening and music pulled you through?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, you know, I was there when, you know, I think when trance and house was just starting to break the surface, but I really liked it. I felt like, you know, like trance lifted me, you know, and at the time I was addicted to, you know, drugs and a lot of things, and I was dating the wrong people. And I remember, you know, trying to commit suicide. I remember being, you know, in a psych unit mm-hmm. because I'd tried to overdose. And mm-hmm. I remember that music, even though it was part of my problem, mm-hmm. would always lift me back up and make me realize, you know, if I was listening to like Slipknot or Seven mm-hmm. Dust, I mean, I don't know where I would be, you know, but that music saved me in a sense from, you know, I would listen to it when I would drive to school, and every day I would hold the wheel, and I would always think about, you know, making that turn off, you know, and mm-hmm. that music would just, I would allow myself to escape mm-hmm. into it, and reggae in the same light. Mm-hmm. I mean, Yeah. Music is there for me when it's hard to communicate with human beings.
Right on. Thanks for sharing that, by the way. You had a question there.
Yeah, so you're always having so much fun on stage. I just want to know, what's your favorite song?
Ooh.
Right? I'm just going to repeat it so they can hear.
Yeah.
He said, you're always having so much fun on stage. What's your favorite song to perform?
As of right now, Boomfire, which is one of our songs, and it's really high impact, high energy, and I get to twirl on stage, like back and forth, a lot in my heels. So nice. I enjoy the power of that, like being able to just, they make room for me, and I just go ham. And
that, you know, sounds super fun. Yeah. I got to get some heels so I can do that, twirling about. You know, you can twirl on any song you feel. It's your stage up there.
This one's special.
Nice. Yeah. It inspires you. All right. Any other questions?
I don't have a question, but I want to say something. You are very inspiring. You're young. You have a lot of energy. You're right on with everything you're saying. Like Michael, stay human. You've got it. And you're very real.
Thank you.
And we need more of that.
Thank you.
Awesome. That brings me to kind of our last question here. This is the Stay Human podcast. And what is it that you do in this world that is constantly judging us by our number? You know, there's a number next to our bank account. There's a number on Facebook, how many friends we have. Or there's a, you know, there's all these things that dehumanize us all the mm-hmm. time, and politics, and there's so many things out there that divide us. And what do you personally do to stay human, to hold on to your humanity?
Help people. I'm so cliche. I'm like Miss America.
That's not cliche at all.
I think getting down, rolling your sleeves up, you know, I'm mm-hmm. always, I have my daughter with me. I always, you know, if we have leftovers, we go and we look for people to give our food to, or being in nature. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. we forget because we're so caught up in living in a tiny little 500 square foot apartment or a house sometimes that you never leave, that you forget that being human is being outside barefoot, like mm-hmm. in the water. And I'm, you know, I'm the kind of person where if I don't get my vitamin D, I'm depressed. Like, so I need the sun, I need the salt, I need the sand in my hair. Like that's me.
Yeah.
So being outdoors and then also for me helping other humans through life. I mean, none of us have it easy, and the people who you know, you think sometimes are the happiest people are not. And so you have to constantly be smiling and putting that outward, you know, expression in the song that I have with Trevor Hall that he said he's going to do with me. So I'm so excited. It'll be our first time. It's called Good Vibration, and it's, you know, speak it to the earth, put it in rotation, be the vibe you seek, the good vibration. And constantly I remind myself that you have to be what you want, you know, what you mm-hmm. want to see in somebody else. You have to reflect, you know. So. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. I feel like I got to know you a lot more just from this. I'm sure everybody here agrees. And we're all excited to see you perform today, and we're all excited to hear more Hyrie music in the future. And so go out and pick it up. How can folks find you on social media?
So I run all my social media platforms. I'm most active on Instagram. So it's Hyrie Music, H-I-R-I-E Music. I follow you too. you can DM me on there. I'm always conversing with people, and Facebook, email. You know, you can come to a show. At the end of my set, I'm always at my merch booth, and I'll be there for, you know, at least an hour or two.
Nice. Thank you, Hyrie, for being here. That's it for this edition of the Stay Human podcast, from Red Rocks with Hyrie and Trevor Hall, Michael Fronte and Spearhead on the Love Out Loud tour. Have an outstanding day, and remember, whatever you do, to stay human, y'all.
Hey, everybody, this is Michael Franti here on the Stay Human podcast, and I've traveled all throughout the world, and I've been to many inspiring places, and one of my favorites is Bali. I fell in love with its people and nature the first time that I came here in 2007, and at that time, I had a dream to build a place that was dedicated to music, soul, and wellness. And from that, the Soulshine Bali Hotel was born. It's my boutique hotel located in the heart of Bali, surrounded by beautiful rice fields and the most incredible sunsets that you might ever experience. We do over 50 retreats a year, or you can just come here and spend a night on your own. So follow us on Instagram at Soulshine Bali.